health and giving. We conducted the survey in the fall of 2014 as part of a class at Harvard Divinity School called God and Money. These statements demonstrate that God's people are hungry for more discussion on the topic of generosity. We have been fortunate to speak with and learn from many incredibly generous Christians in the course of researching this book. We have synthesized our findings into a framework for generosity that we plan to use in our own lives, and our hope is that it might prove uplifting and freeing for others as well. Our ultimate aim is to provide an actionable approach to making real decisions around wealth and giving, with God's teaching on the subject as its firm foundation. Much has been written about the right principles and attitudes we should apply to giving. However, for whatever reason, many Christians do not actually apply these principles in their lives. Our hope is to apply those often neglected principles to create a very practical, pragmatic framework for making the real-life decisions that most Western Christians will have to make. We believe that thinking about these issues early on, rather than after wealth has already been obtained, makes the decision to live according to godly principles that much easier. Indeed, as one survey respondent put it, early decisions on money, charity, and possessions establish a personal values trajectory and become hard to revise. Most Christians agree we should be grateful to God for the material blessings He has given us, and most of us agree we should be generous with our material wealth to help.